The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast, or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish Nation. Hey, what's going on, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation.
Hey.
What up, what up, what up?
Do y'all feel that energy in the air?
Yeah. I feel it.
It's yes. A Friday kind of energy.
Whoa.
What's up to our people holding weight in the Golden State? Talk about Heidi and Frank. What's up, y'all?
What's up, Headcrack?
Happy Friday. Now, we going to have to...
I think he called y'all fat.
No! They're holding it down over there on the West Coast.
I know.
So, later on in the show, we got our nosy neighbor, Jack A. Harris, stopping over from apartment 227. She's going to be dishing with us about a sister-sister reboot and other things.
Mary. Hello, Mary.
Plus, one celebrity couple went to Hooters on their first date. We're going to break that down. But first up is Flashback Friday. Frank, what you got?
Uh-oh.
That's right, Headcrack. Before Bradley Cooper was a successful actor, he was an expert, apparently, in Friends with Benefits.
Oh. It figures he's been hot.
Right. What, they're calling him an expert?
Yeah, Philadelphia Inquirer writer Tommy Rowan. He shared an archived Philadelphia Daily News article written by Bradley when he was just 18 years old. Oh. And Bradley was an intern at the paper and wrote a response to the question, can best friends who are of the opposite sex hook up with each other without destroying their friendship?
And he said...
Bradley began his response with, in my case, yes, so far.
See, he was wise beyond his years.
So far.
Well, the relationship wasn't ruined yet. That means he was currently in a relationship that was just friends with benefits at 18.
Right. Mm. So then why say yes? You don't know. If you say yes, then that means yes, it worked. But if you say so far, he doesn't know.
Well, he explained
this
the situation
girl can be brokenhearted.
Between him and his best friend at the time. Her name is Deborah Landis, and stated, we have simply brought our friendship to another level. I think it's time we did the same, Portia.
Uh-huh.
I think it's time we did the same.
I think our level is good. I think we're good.
But if friendships were rated on a value menu scale, like that's like super deluxe. If like you had a homeboy that would help you move and give you sex when you needed it during your dry periods when you like the Mojave.
I never get dry right. Like the Mojave, sir. Right?
Yeah.
It's Aquafina over here.
Well, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's royal name might soon be revealed. Once Harry and Meghan tie the knot, they're expected to gain new titles given to them by the Queen. It has been widely predicted that they will become the Duke and Duchess of Sussex once they wed. But now royal experts are also predicting what their Scottish titles will be. It could be Earl and Countess of Ross. Ross, dress for less. I think you would have so much fun with these names if you could choose them yourself. Like me, I would be the Countess of Cabernet.
I'm going to be the Baroness.
Baroness of the Butt.
Yes. Baroness of the Buns. Oh. Oh, Jessica Chastain isn't joking about supporting other women, y'all.
Okay. Oh.
Well, Jessica and Octavia Spencer will star in an upcoming comedy movie together, and Octavia revealed to the Women Breaking Barriers panel that Jessica helped her get 5 times her salary for this film.
Wow.
Yes.
And she was like, it's time that women get paid the same as men. I'm like, yeah, Jessica, it's time. And then I said, but here's the thing. Women of color on that spectrum, we make far less than white women. And so she said, I'm probably gonna cry. I don't know if these are happy tears. I love that woman because she's walking the walk and she's actually talking the talk. She said, we're, of course, and you and I are going to be tied together. Mm-hmm. We're going to be favored nations and we're going to make the same thing. And fast forward to last week, we're making five times what
Now that's the kind of friend you want to have.
Yes.
Right
this
there.
Was awesome.
Someone to make something happen.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
What if?
Oh boy.
Jessica Chastain wasn't going to make that much anyway. Like she was demanding a lot and didn't make a lot. But it was still more than Octavia Spencer was going to make. So she just like lumped it in there and act like she did something special when she really took a pay cut.
Frank, why do you have to sometimes just let this be a moment of joy
and just let us have that, Frank.
Thank you, Jessica Chastain, for looking out for Octavia.
And thank you, Frank with the T.
Thank you. So the Grammy Awards are going down on Sunday night, and you might be surprised to hear that the living Bernie Sanders and the late Carrie Fisher are nominated for Grammys.
Yeah. Okay.
And speaking of unlikely nominees, a lot of people didn't know that Barack Obama actually has a Grammy.
Yeah, I knew that.
Yeah, before he became president, he won a Grammy for Best Spoken Word Album in 2008 for his book Audacity of Hope.
Oh, nice. That was a good one. Okay. Yes, get that if you haven't.
And Steve Jobs, he even picked up won posthumously for significant contribution to the field of recording in 2012.
What was that word?
Posthumously.
I like that.
No problem.
What's the
that
mean?
That means he was dead.
After death.
Jesus.
That was Reed.
I didn't even read. So
Elmo, you know, from Sesame Street?
Yeah.
Before he was tickling folks, he got 3 Grammys for Best Musical Album for Children.
Wow, I didn't know
There's
that.
All those categories that don't make it to television.
Right.
So as far as spoken word and children's stories.
And the Grammy for the Best Indian Pan Flute Album goes to...
Yes.
You're like, what?
It is.
Pan Flute Album?
Yeah.
For outstanding kazoo solo.
No wonder why they do them in the daytime.
Well, goodbye for now, Atlanta. But when we come back, Alexa predicts the Super Bowl winner. See ya.
See ya, Atlanta.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Bye.
All right, well, moving on. Macaulay Culkin just did a rare interview with Marc Maron for his podcast and opened up about his friendship with Michael Jackson.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Now, he said when they first met, they met backstage of the Nutcracker, and Michael Jackson was with Donald Trump of all people.
Trump used to hang out with some interesting
cats
back in the day.
Well, anyway, Macaulay said that Michael recognized him from his movie Uncle Buck and said he was a fan. Well, then after Home Alone, Michael reached out to Macaulay and his family to make sure that he was good, and after that, they became friends.
Seriously, he was like my best friend growing up for a good fat stretch of
my
life. Yeah. Like it was legitimate friendship.
Yeah. Was it he was emotionally young?
Yeah. He was. Well, it was also he enjoyed the kind of just, you know, the at least, you know, I can speak for myself at least. He enjoyed my youthfulness.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Right.
You know, yeah. And of course, he was a kid himself. He kind of like he liked being a kid with me.
And it wasn't odd.
No.
To you.
It was honestly, it never struck me as odd. I never felt uncomfortable or anything like that. I never thought it was weird because it was actually like. That was the way that he was.
I'm glad that he's speaking on it because I like the fact that he's making it very clear that, yes, that's just how Michael was. He grew up in the industry and he was a child at heart.
So on the flip side, so how would y'all feel if a 30-year-old man wanted to become friends with y'all 10-year-old child?
I wouldn't allow that at all.
I wouldn't allow him unless his name is Michael Jackson.
Exactly.
He's a big star.
Exactly.
And his home was basically like a child's playland.
Yeah.
They didn't want to be with your boring ass going to the movies and all kind of stuff that you create. They want to be around Michael Jackson.
Who's talking secret languages with them.
How that language sound?
Hi, kids. Let's have a good time.
I'm definitely not letting my kids go with that.
Yeah, you just ruined it, Portia.
That's how you reel
you
a man.
You just ruined it. Yeah. Up next, despite being married for 7 years now, Nick and Vanessa just sat down with Us Weekly to play the newlywed game, and they were asked where they went on their first date.
Where was our first date?
Hooters.
Underbar.
Hooters, Trenton, New Jersey.
Underbar.
Was that a date, or was this the date?
Was Hooters a date? Hooters. For the record, people, it was the only thing open in Trenton, New Jersey after I did a show in Trenton, New Jersey. So it's not as if I take all my dates to Hooters.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hooters is good as hell. Like, you can't even knock the hustle.
What the hell is good at Hooters?
The wings? Have you had that?
The only reason they went to Hooters is because he had a show there and there was nothing else open in New Jersey.
Yeah.
Now, has anybody ever taken y'all someplace on a first date and they swore up and down they was taking you to a fly spot, but it was just so regular?
I don't think so.
Anybody ever took you to Red Lobster and just thought they was killing it?
No.
Red Lobster good.
If I went to Red Lobster, it's because I requested that. I like the biscuits, darling.
Right.
Don't go anywhere because coming up, honey, after the break, we're hanging with the one, the only Jack Hay. Hooray! Stay tuned. Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey!
Yay! I'm so excited to give a big Dish Nation welcome to the funny, the sexy, the vivacious Emmy Award-winning actress, Jack Hay. Hooray!
Don't treat me nice. Don't treat me rough.
Oh, we would.
Yeah. I told you, you like
you're not
rough.
Shy. I'm scared.
Yeah, right.
Hard to believe.
Yes.
I'm lying.
Ms. Harry, you always get it popping, and you're a part of a brand new show called The Pains, which is a spinoff of Tyler Perry's House of Pain, which debuted last week. How much fun are you having? And tell us about the show for people who didn't get a chance to see this or the original.
Well, it comes on OWN, the Oprah Winfrey Network.
Okay.
I like to say that it's Tyler Perry's The Pains. It's a spinoff from The House of Pain with Ella and Curtis moving to Florida.
Okay.
You know, played by LeVan Davis and Cassie Davis. They moved to Florida, and I'm his first cousin, and I sell him a laundromat. And I told him, you know, make money, and y'all... She corrupt. She corrupt cougar.
Oh.
She corrupt cougar.
Now, you have definitely been the epitome of sexy and funny at the same time. That's
Amen.
Why we have celebrated you all these years. Now, there are new actresses out. Which one would you say has that combination?
None.
All right, now. What? None.
Now, Jack, you said that there's a sister reboot?
I ain't saying that no more. I don't know.
One more game.
Ain't no check clear.
Oh, no check clear?
Check clear. So it's like yes and no. Mm. I know, right?
Do we get everybody, though, if it happens?
Look, as she sips her tea,
okay.
Darling.
Okay.
All right, so the sister reboot may or may not happen, but, you know, another thing that people loved you for was 227.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where you played the infamous Sandra Clark.
Oh, God.
Do we get a reboot of that?
Do you get
now,
tired of saying
I'm going to tell you this. No!
No, what?
No, I ain't doing that. Yo, mm-mm.
Oh, you don't like
you
it?
You have to drug me, give me Molly or
get
something.
Get the drugs!
First of all, I ain't getting back at
But that's you.
It's so you.
That's you. Back at what? You still snatched?
No.
Yes.
She was.
Come on now.
But listen, I'm Jack Hay. You don't remember Mary. Mary.
You make me sick.
Because he don't do it right.
I know he's making
it. Show him how to do it.
Mary.
Too hard.
Right. All right, well, we are going to play a little game called Jack A's Sexy Buffet.
Oh.
So we're going to ask you a whole bunch of questions at rapid fire, and whatever you answer, we're going to add it to Jack A's Sexy Buffet.
Oh, okay.
All right, first one.
She's like, whatever.
Who has been your sweetest co-star?
Richard Lawson.
Richard Lawson.
Oh, Tina gonna get you.
I know.
But he was so handsome.
Wasn't
oh,
he?
My God.
Fine
yes,
as main
was.
China.
Tina yeah. know what she
Still
got.
Fine.
He should yeah, be all right.
And they're married. They're happy. And, you know, he married well. I look at him, I go,
okay.
Why can't I find me somebody like that?
No.
Okay.
Give us your sauciest pickup line.
Oh, well, is that a gun in your pocket or are you just happy to see me?
How?
And the other one is, let me see it.
Just straightforward right there. Naughty, naughty. Which male celebrity would you like a spicy night with?
Terry Crews.
Oh.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Hashtag me too.
Hashtag me too.
Yeah. Shut up. be in trouble. You know what? You know what? Shut up. We're going to cut you into tiny little pieces. He's so wrong. He knows it, too. I know what you mean. I'll tell you who I'd like to have a night with, Ralph Tresvant.
What?
No, you don't need a man with sensitivity. Yes. One time I was waiting in his room for him to come back. You know, we were doing a play. And I went to the room, and we waited. And I got there waiting for him, you know, and I was, you know.
House coat.
No, negligee, baby.
All right now.
Got there. There was a girl there before me.
Oh.
My face was cracked, but I said, I'll wait.
You can still bring the pain, and she's going to be bringing the pain on Friday nights on Tyler Perry's The Pains.
Yes.
It comes on 9 Essential on OWN. Make some noise one time, everybody in the room.
Oh. Jackie.
Hey, back on the scene, Crispy and Clean. It's Dish Nation. What's up, y'all? Welcome back.
Hey.
Now, Ed O'Neill, who a lot of people know from Modern Family and also is Al Bundy from Married with Children, shared this hilarious story on Ellen about meeting one of the most famous white people in the world. Here's the thing, though. He had no idea who she was.
What?
And so this woman came up to me and said, hi, you know, again, nice to meet you. And I'm saying, hi, yes, nice to meet you. And I know she's famous, but I can't place her. And you want a selfie? Let's do a selfie. I said, sure. So I do, and then I text my daughter, Sophia, because she tells me
who
that was. And I said, I desperately need to know a name so that when I couldn't leave and say the name, you know,
yeah.
Wonderful to meet you. And so I don't know if you have the picture. And she said, I'm having you committed.
So you really didn't recognize Taylor Swift?
No.
Oh, bless his heart.
Yeah.
They do need facial recognition apps.
That would be amazing.
Yes, because I'm often in first class, and I know who these people are, because I know a lot of my white actors, but some of them, I just don't know their name. And I'd be wanting to, like, zoom in to, like, see who they are, you know?
Yeah, but you know,
What are y'all talking about? I'm often in first class, darling.
Said the other day, all of us rich people, but you just let it be known, I'm often in first class, darling.
Maybe.
All right, y'all, moving on. Jack White is embarking on a big tour kicking off this April, and he's laying down some ground rules if you are planning on attending.
What are you talking about?
Okay, Jack.
Well, honey, he just issued a statement saying that there will be no cell phones allowed, saying we think you'll enjoy looking up from your gadgets for a little while and experience music and our shared love of it in person.
Now,
you'll still be able to bring your phone if you want, but when you enter the venue, it will be locked away in your yonder pouch. You get to hang on to the pouch, but you can only unlock it when you step out into the lobby in the yonder phone zone.
I had a party in Miami. It was a yacht party, honey. And let me tell you, I told everybody, put your phones down.
Yes.
I said for the next 2 hours, we're going to party without our phones. And when I tell y'all, walked around the party. We had the best time.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about being watched.
They were upset over it, but I was so damn drunk. When I would see somebody with a phone, I'd be like, call them out, security, and I'd have security go and take their phone.
All right, so coming up, the Super Bowl's right around the corner, and Amazon's Alexa already knows who's going to win. We'll tell you her prediction after the break.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Well, the Super Bowl is next Sunday, and so far the New England Patriots are the favored
to win. Of course.
But not according to Alexa. If you ask Alexa or the Dot who's going to win the Super Bowl, well, she says this.
I'm flying with the Eagles on this one because of their relentless offense and the momentum they've been riding off their underdog status. E-A-G-L-E-S. Eagles.
Hey, Alexa. Who do you want to win the Super Bowl?
I'm rooting for the Eagles. They've never won a Super Bowl, and I like a good underdog story. Fly, Eagles, fly.
Even Alexa hates the Patriots.
They did a survey based off, I think, tweets, and Massachusetts and North Dakota were the only two states rooting for New England.
Right, right.
Everybody else is against them, even Alexa. But I hear Cortana is like a Patriots fan. Now, if you ask Siri the same question, she says the Patriots.
Oh, so we've got a little...
We've got spirit. Do you do? I've got more. I've got more.
Be aggressive. Be aggressive. B-E-A-G-G-R-E-S-S-I-V-E. Be aggressive.
Well, I don't know.
Wardrobe provided by Robert Grant. Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.